Poll: America will blame Democrats, not Republicans, for debt default shutdown. By Wendell Hasebo on September 22, 2021. Americans will blame Democrats and not Republicans for the impending debt default and possible shutdown, a Wednesday morning consult/Politico poll revealed. Registered voters were asked, if the United States were to default on the national debt, would you tend to blame the Democratic Party more, the Republican Party more, or both parties equally? 33% said they would blame Democrats. 16% said they would blame Republicans, while 42% said they would blame both parties. 9% said they did not know. When respondents were asked, how much have you seen, read, or heard about the necessity of Democrats raising the U.S. debt limit before the borrowing limit is expected to be reached next month, 9% said a lot, 24% said some, and 26% said not much, and 41% said nothing at all. The Democrat-controlled House on Tuesday passed a funding bill to the Democrat-controlled Senate for approval. Both branches must pass a funding bill and also suspend the debt limit within days to stop a government shutdown when current government funds dry up at the end of this month. The legislation has a small chance of passing the Senate, where Democrats need 10 Republican votes. Senate Republicans are objecting because it includes a measure to raise the debt ceiling, which would clear the way for Democrats to pass over $4 trillion worth of spending by a tactic called reconciliation, a process by which Democrats intend to bypass the 10 Republican votes they must have to enact legislation. Upon passage of the funding bill in the House, Democrats did not include funding for Israel's Iron Dome. Defunding the Iron Dome defense system is an insight into the Democrats' panicked situation over passing the radical tax and spend measures. In order to help congressional Democrats fund the government, the White House suggested on Tuesday that Biden supports defunding military defense mechanisms for Israel. The poll was conducted September 18 to 20 with 1998 registered voters. The margin of error 2%. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.